Although we're still looking at what we might learn from David's life, today's thought centres not on David per se, but on the son of his best friend, Jonathan. Jonathan, as you may remember, was the son of King Saul, so this person is Saul's grandson, and he has a great name, Mephibosheth. In ancient times, if a new king came to power, it was customary for him to kill all surviving male relatives of the previous king. It's probable that this is the reason that Mephibosheth's nurse fled with him when David became king, and in the confusion and rush she dropped him, and that made him lame. So Mephibosheth wasn't lame from birth, it was as a result of his circumstances, and circumstances beyond his control. The Bible says this happened when he was five, and it affected his whole life. There are people who have had things happen in childhood which overshadow their lives. They may have been hurt and damaged by circumstances over which they had absolutely no control, and those things have overshadowed their whole lives. For Mephibosheth, this was physical, but for many of us, the damage done may not be so physically obvious. Like Mephibosheth, we may be disabled in some way, and it may not be our fault. Just as Mephibosheth carried this his whole life, we might also have carried wounds for as long as we can remember. But there is encouragement. Mephibosheth's disability didn't stop David showing him love and mercy. It didn't stop him being included in David's household and being able to sit and eat at the king's table. Likewise, the wounds that we carry do not affect God's choosing of us. God's love and his grace don't depend on us. They reflect him and his love. And as a result, we can find freedom from all sorts of things that afflict and bind us. In Luke, Jesus quotes Isaiah chapter 61, which amongst other things says that the Spirit of the Lord has anointed him to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness for prisoners. Release for prisoners is not just about release from those in physical prison. Before our conversion, I suspect we all lived in a prison of sorts, and some of us have carried our prisons through and we still live in them, or at least we go back to them from time to time. Throughout the New Testament, we read about Jesus freeing people from all sorts of things, physical afflictions, oppression from demons, and so on. Truly, whatever circumstances in our past have overshadowed our lives, whether they're self-inflicted or imposed on us by others or by circumstance, we can find freedom from them. Or perhaps, as Mephibosheth did, freedom in them. Mephibosheth was not healed of his lameness, but he did find a place at the king's table. Trust in Jesus, who can bring freedom for you from your prison, whatever that might be. You might still walk with some of the consequences. You might limp. But in Jesus, you can find freedom in the midst of it.